Welcome back to L. Bill and David Watch TV. Gosh, it's good to be back. Boys, isn't it good to be back?
So good.
It's awesome to be back.
I think one of you is telling the truth. Vast audience members.
What would the other one say?
Don't pretend like you don't know which one it is. Vast audience members, and I don't just mean our audience members who are vast, but the actual numbers of you who have seeked out across the gaping
wastelands
of the intervals, the eons, the epics, the Sardon level emptiness. Well, Sargon, sorry.
Hanok.
Yes. So, anyway, here we are back with a second season episode, The Changeling. We had such a tremendous response to our prompt release of the Omega Glory that people thought we should go in kind of a second generation kick. So this is our third or fourth second generation episode. So
you mean second season?
Second season generational episode. Generation. There was nothing called the second generation, was there?
No, but
not yet. That's coming.
This
up.
Is it.
Yeah,
we're doing it now.
We are the next generation.
We are the now. So get ready to queue up your DVD, and we'll say 3, 2, 1, go, and we'll start doing what so few people want us to do. 3, 2, 1, go. Second generation, Jesus. Second season was kind of odd, you know. They kind of figured out what they were up to, and they hadn't quite got all that fat yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
or
that's
hammy.
That's what makes it good.
Yeah.
And Uhura's really got her hair gone. Everyone's got their hair gone.
Yeah, it's all real deal. Not too many wigs anymore.
Shannon has his trouser bulge going. So this is the typical sort of setup. And
right.
Just Mr. Spock has his Etch-A-Sketch. It's been life readings on my Etch-A-Sketch.
You know, 12 billion people is an awful lot for...
How many?
I'm going to sit down and push these buttons.
With his butt?
Yeah.
Well, dude, he's the captain. He probably knows how to push the buttons with his butt.
That's how he got to be captain.
Exactly.
It's a Starfleet test.
Exactly. Who needs a Kobayashi Maru when you got the butt button buster? Does that really have one of those plastic things you pull up and you start over again?
Could be. I don't know if that's really what they use.
Little wax paper.
Who knows? Cymbeline blood burn.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, it does. Sure doesn't. I wonder if it actually...
What's a multi-warp speed?
That's secret that
like
Bill and
different,
I know.
Different pieces at different speeds? I don't know.
Well, it could be something's coming at them, and it sends something at them even faster, so there's multiple things coming at different speeds. That's what I think it is.
They don't seem too concerned, after all.
Who's the chick on the bridge with the tricorder?
I don't know.
That's an egg coming at them.
Yeah. If you hang on to the chair really tight, you'll be okay, Kirk.
It's going to hit. Gosh, you're good. Those are some of your better...
Yeah, I saw the whole the console there, the helmsman navigation console. The whole thing moved off the floor. I've never noticed that before.
It just moved. You're right.
Yeah.
Cheap labor.
Yeah, cheap sets. So here we are, another... So the second season opening, same as the first season opening, right? Same, still with the gold font, not the blue yet.
Yeah, but the text is different.
What text?
And the music is better.
Well, wait, no, the music's no different.
No, I'm kidding. It's.
But the text that comes up is different. Because it was that...
What, you mean the font?
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No, same as first season.
Font,
yeah,
the
it's,
font
it's,
on the
it's,
titles, the episode titles was different.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit skinnier and more refined.
We'll see that in a minute.
Gosh, I can't wait.
Like the rest of the show. Skinnier and more refined.
the obvious sort of place where this episode fits into the sort of the history of the show, is that it's thought by many.
Because it almost looks like black and white. It is black and white. The ship's in black and white.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Mark Daniels. So, by the way, incidentally, when we see the image of Jackson Roykirk on the screen, it's actually, rumor has it, it's a picture of Mark Daniels, the director.
Cool. He directed, I think, more episodes than any other director for this show.
In that case, he's my favorite.
Of all time forever?
Yeah.
Well, the thing I was getting at was that this, you know, this was thought to be sort of the parallel, okay, or ripoff, from which it was ripped off, the first movie, Star Trek The Motion Picture, was ripped off directly from this.
No
story.
Way.
I know it's hard to believe, David.
They wouldn't. Well, they had what, a good 8-9 years to figure a new storyline out?
Yeah.
That's the best they could do as a retelling.
Well, and they did the same thing with Next Generation when they finally were showing that, right? They rehashed some TOS episodes there, like
right.
The Naked Now.
All right. And also in both Changeling and First Generation, the hottest babe on the bridge gets zipped. She gets cashiered. Cha-ching. Although, I don't know, who's hotter, Ilea or Uhura?
Ilea was not
Desert
too
Island,
terrible.
Boys?
I don't know.
3 seconds, Desert Island, or you get nothing. Two,
I'm taking Ilea.
Bill?
You know, I'm going to say Uhura, but only because I think she'd be more fun to talk to.
Wow, Bill. I will send you the International House coffees for your stay as well. Something with some vanilla extract in it.
Well, I mean, you know, you're on a desert island. That's a lot of minutes to fill.
You know, I can't argue with that kind of logic.
You are a fine man. They're getting
that
more bold. That's a long ear shot. You know, in the first season, they would barely show his ears.
Yeah.
They were afraid of his alienosity.
They are pretty ears. They look good there. But sort of the unfaced look is not that good.
Well, what are you talking about? You just did. I mean, I'm talking
exactly.
To Kirk, right? You just took these big bolts of energy and survived.
It's interesting that it can survive. So one of its main weapons is the photon torpedo. And it says it can survive 90, you know, it just took a 90 photon torpedo hit.
Yeah.
You know, it seems weird. It seems out of scale that they would survive 90, but they expect to kill other ships
with one
of them.
Right. Why don't they just make 90 the new one?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
or the new black.
Maybe these are the upgraded weapons.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
It wouldn't be the first time.
He's a little sweaty and glistening. Oh. He's got his jawbone in.
He really had to screw it in there.
Roughly cylindrical.
At least they got their...
Metric system
going. So you gotta wonder what percentage of the population in the United States knew what the heck he was talking about.
That were actually watching the show?
Okay.
Probably nearly 100%. No, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know who watched this show.
It was pretty well known.
Demographics
well, here. Certainly on its original airing, not so many.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever the absolute number was,
the demographic? Yeah, I don't know.
You know, because there weren't 14 channels. There was no VHS. There was no, you know, it was all.
This is one of four shows that were available
to
you at the time.
Right, right.
If that, yeah.
You know, so that's interesting. A compressed signal with something that has compression and is multi-channel, like that's pretty sophisticated stuff. I mean,
that's
we have.
Some good talk, yeah.
That's like what our cell phones do now. You know, I mean, multi, you know.
You mean our communicators?
Yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh.
But that's the funny thing is that if you're using Morse code, the need for compression and multiplexing is not so high, right?
Right, right. So you have to keep some people to ride the lines and have the animals from gnawing the line. We're a peaceful mission in this part of the galaxy. Elsewhere?
Not so much.
You're on your own.
Not so much.
No, but that's similar to what we've done, right? We've
seen stuff. Well, it's kind of, you know. Sure, this is the whole study at home deal, or the opposite.
But this guy, this entity is far more butt kicking in experience.
Yeah.
It's like somebody left the projector on. You had a bad AD
no
guy.
Yeah.
Who wrote this episode?
I don't know.
Was it Gene Roddenberry? No, John Meredith Lucas. Who also wrote two pretty strong episodes from this season. Wrote Journey to Babel and Assignment Earth.
Hmm.
And directed. That's interesting. No, he produced this. He was a producer for much of the second season. He wrote Changeling. Sorry. He wrote some crappy episodes, it turns out. Changeling, Patterns of Force, Elan of Troyes, and That Which Survives.
Hmm.
And director of Ultimate Computer, Elan of Troyes, and Enterprise Incident.
So this would be his finest piece of work.
I would agree.
So, by the way, this scene right here was one where there's a great blooper from this where Kirk talks about beaming the alien aboard, and Scotty walks into the back of the frame and says, "But Captain, what about the environment and all that stuff?" I think it's because Kirk had flubbed his line about talking about all that stuff. There's some good stuff that goes on there where Kirk is talking about, you know, can you leave your ship and we can't go aboard your ship, and Nomad says, I don't understand what you're talking about, which we understand because it's not a ship, right?
Now, where else we see this, the Nomad upside down coffee can?
Yes, it gets recycled.
Enterprise Incident?
No, that's the one with Methuselah Syndrome. No, Requiem for Methuselah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think the cloaking device looks suspiciously like this, too.
Yes, that's right. At least that...
spray painted it.
They put it on a sphere instead of that little prismatic cube thing.
I think they generally do a pretty good job of making Nomad appear to float. You know, he's either being dangled by a string or is on a cart. So here it's on a cart. You can't see the bottom. And generally they do a pretty good job, although every now and then you can see it kind of swing as they move.
Do you ever see a
up
string?
And down. Yeah.
What's that? Do you ever see the string?
Uh-huh.
Not that I recall.
We will keep our sharp eyes on it.
Because that's the important plot point.
Thank you, dude.
No problem.
What are the important plot points there, sir?
Are there any?
No. No, we're just having an existential crisis now because of you. What is opinion?
You'd think you would know what that was.
It was like Data, you know. It was so just ridiculous about Data. You know, he'd have all these incredible capabilities, but he couldn't say can't.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, gosh, we missed that one little piece of programming.
Well, the funny thing is how he can talk about a contraction, but he can't use one. I kind of know what it is, you know, all that stuff, but I can't just...
Cute, but unlikely.
That covers a lot of things. Yeah, Nomad definitely turned into the Romulan cloaking device.
Okay.
At least his head did. Just, can you imagine the director's meeting? Showing up with this thing under his arm saying, "Hey, what do you think of this?"
I wonder if this was a Wah Chang creation.
Do you see a line?
Yeah.
Do you see a line?
Yeah, right at the top.
Yeah. I could be dreaming, but...
No, that's why they dropped down below.
Of course, now you... Yeah, right.
With the wobbly goodness.
It is. It's a little shabby. God, he's so leery of it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I really like about this episode, is that, you got this feeling that Nomad is a... You know, they don't trust... They're scared.
Right. Well, he could
right
wipe
from
them
the
out.
Beginning.
I mean,
yeah, right.
It's bad
right.
enough from the outside. Now they're inside the shields. It would be bad.
Nomad was launched, you know, if you count back from the episode, you know, excuse me, the years that it says it was lost for, and the estimated year that this was supposed to take place, Nomad was launched in 2004.
Interesting.
Like you don't know that? Third planet. So do they just have a little whirring thing making the lights in there at the bottom?
Well, I was wondering about that, you know, because here, this thing, we don't, when it's dangling from a string, we don't see any wires to run any of that stuff.
You think they have more than one, or they just have a little plug-in for it?
I think they had more than one, yeah, they must have.
Wow, that's a scary concept, more than one Nomad. Yes, I have many units. I call this one McCoy. Now, this is the, obviously the revelation. V'ger was different, though, right? V'ger was...
V'ger was a Voyager probe that was out to just go check things out. And it merged with... I forgot. What was it called? Was there a name ever given to it?
This one, Nomad merged with Tanru.
Tanru, that's
Tanru,
right.
Yeah. Right.
That was Nomad, though.
That's interesting, because one thing that always drove me nuts about this episode was this thing constantly spouting off, I am Nomad, I am Nomad. So is it just trying to recover from an identity crisis with the Tanru probe or something? But it constantly reiterates this I am Nomad line.
Yeah, I wondered why, since it was a, it merged with another device, why it retained its Nomad identity. Why isn't it saying I am Tanru or I am some... Yeah.
Could V'ger have... Could V'ger... I mean, it was just listed as the machine planet. I mean, could V'ger have been Borged up?
I think that's what happened. They said, hey, look, a machine. Let's make it cool and powerful and send it out to do stuff.
What's in the front of Kirk's shirt? It's like he's got a...
Like a fold or something? Are those just the pants?
Might be. But it looked like there was a some kind of a panel in the going right down the front of his chest.
Maybe he's Norman. Or maybe he was Bush from like one of the 04 debates with that thing in his back. Is this guy Indian? Are there any other Indian crewmen? Uh-oh.
Yes.
Who?
I don't remember.
You're making it up.
No. What about...
Ilea?
No.
Doesn't count.
She's kind of Indian. She was Parsi.
She was Indian.
She was Parsi.
Who? Persis Kambada?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lieutenant Singh.
There we go.
Yeah, he was. Is this auxiliary control? What is that down there?
I thought they were just in engineering. It looked like they'd walked into...
Yeah, but it looked like a small little separate room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is where it comes from. I'd forgotten about that.
Nomad's excited. Singing definitely is the way to get to Nomad.
So it's funny that
hey,
he hears that over the PA, and now he and somehow knows how to find the source.
This is the song she was singing during.
So that's Mark Daniels.
Apparently, yeah.
That's hot. Nice little Amish thing going on. So she sings this. This is her only song.
Well, it's her favorite.
Oh, but she that's sent, what she was singing that during Conscience of the King, wasn't she, when Riley got spritzed?
Yes, and also during Charlie X.
Was it that song, Beyond Antares?
Yes, and it was covered by none other than Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, no kidding.
On Mr. Spock's music from Outer Space.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is something that I know you guys have. Don't pretend like you
haven't. No wonder it was a big, big hit.
Yeah, available on Amazon.com. Four used and new available for how much?
99 cents.
$12.
$31.
No kidding.
Wow.
It's a grabber. They need to clean off that desk.
Isn't it? Don't they?
It's a little shabby. I like the fact that, I mean, they're at the point in the show where they can comfortably sort of talk to each other. McCoy clearly has no freaking, sort of military exploratory. I mean, that's not his job, but he's just sort of generic senior advisor.
No,
right?
Because he comes in perhaps for a psychological component. Clearly, there's something wrong with this thing, and they're treating it as a semi-sentient entity. So he may have, and certainly it wiped out an awful lot of life. They're not sure how. So
now we've taken the peril, by the way, to
a little
higher level, because Kirk has made the connection that. If
good call, Bill.
Nomad fulfills his his imperative, he's going to wipe them out. So I guess that was auxiliary control.
It was exhilarating control. It was not devastating my control. So there's got to be a string here. Come on.
No, it's on the cart.
Oh, it has to be right because it went through the door too, and we can't see the bottom of it.
Right.
And there's nice fingerprints all over it. That mechanical beastie is up here.
Yeah.
Oh, good call.
Better run. He might just pop some popcorn out of himself or something.
I like this. How it
or drop off some Ritalin. Like, oh. What a charming negress.
You'd think that... Oh, God. You'd think that as soon as it was on the bridge, everybody would have gone, hey, what's this?
Exactly. But instead, she's absolutely... It's like she's got lasers coming out of her boobs here. Look at the way she's chesting him. Me? These? Pish posh.
That's right. If you yell at it, it will understand better.
Exactly. I like that. Right.
That's a pretty cool effect.
Not bad.
You see the way it warbles in there? How do you do that with old-fashioned film?
I don't know.
You got to do it frame by
frame. Nice Scott toss.
That was pretty good.
That was a good Scott toss.
This is interesting. I've forgotten that. So the when both of them, Scotty and Uhura, both get affected by Nomad, it happens exactly the same time.
Right. He wreaks a lot of havoc. Dude, one guy...
Right.
We don't get too many he's dead gyms for real. That's the real one.
Who dies in the show? Which one of the main characters dies in the show? None of them. Yar,
Kirk
please.
Kirk dies.
Show. No, really dies.
Oh.
And doesn't come back. None of them. Duh, come on.
Yeah, nobody that... Right. Obviously, none of the principals.
Right. But a lot of them sort of die.
Kirk sort of dies.
Yeah,
Amok time.
Yeah. And Romulan incident. Enterprise incident.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is she stoned or just beautiful? Not necessarily stoned, but beautiful. Those are some Tanru-looking parts on him.
That's another... I like the rock and roll references.
I like the rock and roll.
I do, too.
In fact, I'm going on a limb. I love the rock and roll music. The kids are onto something. Yeah, get him down below to the morgue. Where are you taking him?
Right.
You better be pissed off here. Spock is looking very sullen.
Yeah, he really is.
This is interesting, because I would have expected him to be more engaged, unless he's just purely analyzing,
That's what I think. He's observing and... Right.
What is that based on, McCoy?
Yeah, right. Why do you think any of the
what that it has to be soon
happens? Is
I require tapes. I need some Maxell C90s, but the good kind, not the shitty kind. He's hyperencephalogram. Or as we say in English, hyperencephalogram.
Destroys what little bit is left of him. So how come he can repair, effect this repair and not bring Uhura back?
That's a good question.
I think he
explains. Or just know he gets around to it.
Yeah, they do ask him that question.
Oh, there's the string. You can see it for bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ashamed.
That's what you get for looking.
It's good to look. Yeah, I'm 5 feet away from you, but I better stick this little antenna out.
Yeah. That's just a signal that he's in.
Who's glad they took the fake antennas off cell phones? I see a lot of hands raised out there. Great. Bring him back. Bring back my Scotty to me. That's interesting. Did they put it on the cart, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we ever see kind of the bottom of the cart? Not really.
No.
No, they got the shadows covered pretty well, too, so.
Yeah, I keep looking for the shadow of the cart.
That ought to cover it. He's got 90 torpon fotito.
That's what I had for lunch. At the Mexican restaurant.
The sky is green and glowing. Where my heart is. Where my heart is.
By what? Looking at the display?
Dude, his numbers are coming up. Remember, not all numbers going up are good.
Is it Christmas?
Spock's in the splash zone. He's a rookie. You never see him at the end of the bed. That's where all the effluvium hits. I always tell the medical students, dude, that's a splash zone. You don't want to stand there. Like at SeaWorld.
As
a matter of fact, that he actually is, apparently.
You're asking for trouble.
Well, he's got that irreverence that, you know, we all find so endearing.
Yeah.
Oh, doctor. Christina's looking kind of,
Look, Spock is almost... Looks almost glib there.
Yeah. Bemused at the miracle of life, asshole.
Yeah. And that McCoy has been...
Will he go through the door in this cut? Nope. Nope, they didn't do it. Oh, she's rather doll-like. Yeah. But I am glad to see you. Spock's checking out his butt.
You'd think that, but didn't Nomad record all that information? Couldn't he put it back? You know, couldn't he?
They could beam her back through the transporter.
Yeah, what the hell?
Isn't your DNA or something on the transporter? God, I got so sick of that on the Next Generation.
Yeah.
Transporter was every answer to it. The only really cool transport thing was on Relics when Scotty saved himself by... out in the Dyson Sphere when he kept himself in the transport.
The transport buffer.
That was pretty cool.
That was clever. But not completely successful.
Only to die of a massive coronary. Why, what happened? He didn't succeed?
No, two of his buddies didn't make it.
Oh, well, he got it.
Okay, that's the important thing.
Exactly. That's why the three of us get along so well.
Can't have everything.
Well, it's more like a genocidal mass murderer. What? How many did it kill? 4 billion that they know of.
4 billion with a B.
Well, that was just
seemed to be taking it fairly
place,
well.
You know,
is that line always in the back of the disc?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a fin for when it has to do those atmospheric entries.
Oh, is that fin on your back part of the deal? Boy, total string showing here.
Can you see it? I can't see it. Oh, now I can see it. I also saw the shadow of probably a boom mic or a light or something go across the back of the frame.
Well, it's not going to show unless you're looking for it.
What do you mean, United Nations? Everything's okay. Are they trying to? They're trying to talk him into letting letting Spock mind meld with him.
No, they're just trying to get Spock to get Nomad to put his screens down so Spock can do any analysis at all.
Oh, this is
This is a little painful.
Yeah,
Bluey.
Although they got two chicks in a bed.
So their premise here is that they're going to totally re-educate her.
Dude, all she has to do is say freaking Halen
every single experience, every single life experience, and everything she never knew, and all that, everything she knows about everybody else, all gone. Right? And the next episode, because they taught her everything they had in books, she's all back to normal.
Yes, but apparently her Swahili was preserved.
Maybe they taught her that first. That could have been her native language.
Oh, they're touching. Come hither, nurse. Here, try this. That's a good scene for
That's a good outfit.
First grade reader, dear God. Say the following words. All hailing frequencies.
You'll go far.
And now, try this. Captain, I'm scared.
No, I'm frightened.
Captain, I'm frightened. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cringing. Cringing. Eplebnista? Eplebnista. The ball is Eplebnista. So where did the term cat's brain computer come from?
The term what computer?
Cat brain or cat's brain.
What?
Oh, people. Do I have to look
up
everything myself?
Yes, you do, in fact.
The little portable computer, they refer to it as a cat brain or cat's brain.
Bill, are you familiar with this at all?
No. This is not ringing any bells with
You're
me.
Making this up.
Well, yes, I'm prone to that.
Maybe some of our fans can write in and let us know what they...
Maybe some of our fan can write in.
Yeah, when they're on parole. Why is he touching him?
Okay, see, yeah, amongst all the other BS in the whole show, I call double BS.
Oh, at least double, yeah, if not triple. I call multiple.
What about like pi BS?
Multi-warp BS?
How is he going to do a mind meld on something that doesn't have a mind?
What mind is he melding with?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's... Well, of course, we don't know how it works in the first place, so...
He's done
for
some
us to
dumb
say
people.
That it shouldn't work here is...
No, but the premise is there's a mind. That's right. It's
but what is a mind? I know what it is. It's a terrible thing to waste.
It'd be like the $20,000 pyramid. a terrible thing to waste. Deep emptiness. Oh, God.
Yeah, the worst is when... Well, yeah, the worst is yet to come.
And they couldn't have just asked...
apparently, Nomad found this less invasive than to just...
Yeah, presumably, there's no reason that Nomad should expect that the creator knows about all of its experiences, so for the creator to say, hey, Nomad, tell me what happened. Where you been?
Right.
What have you been through?
Yeah, update.
Right.
Update the creator. Does Spock ever, like, put hands on, like, a computer to get shit stuff out of it?
No.
No, this is...
Dude, they're dancing a little bit. it is an interesting idea, you know, that they would, that some, you know, mechanical entity or entities would see a lost probe as some version of itself and would patch it up and,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, if we found some downed alien, we would, you know,
what,
do what
fix
we
it
could.
Up and send it on its way? Doubtful.
Well,
but sure. Don't they talk about Nomad and Tenru? There was a collision, right? Don't they say that?
Right. These were two separate probes. Oh,
in the vastness of space.
I was assuming that meant a collision between them, not just a collision. Nomad collided with something, but that Nomad and Tenru collided with one another.
Yeah, that's what
and
I
it, and it couldn't be. It might be a non-random thing, and not that they just sort of in the vastness of space managed to collide with each other, but because both of them were perhaps out to seek out other things, they were heading toward
they
each
sought
other.
Each other out.
Yeah.
Cool thing about space is it's so vast, it's extraordinarily unlikely to happen. But since it's so vast, we're quite sure it does happen.
You thought it was a long way down the street to the chemists.
Exactly. You know what I mean, though?
I'm sorry, I wasn't really listening.
Oh, geez, just waiting to talk. So that's the difference between listening, waiting to listen to talk and actually listening. Hit him. Slap him.
What's that modern art on the wall there? Anyway, we've seen it many times, but
they stick part of the piping outside, like for cooling. There's a lot of stuff on the wall in that area.
Yeah.
So there was.
Oh, so it wasn't with Tanra.
Yeah, right. Meteor collision. Hmm.
I thought it was called Tenru.
Yeah, I think we know that.
So Nomad was damaged, and then...
Right, then it met Tenru.
Right, on damagedrobots.com. So were they patched up by a third entity?
No, I think they repaired each other.
Ooh, that's getting...
Yeah,
that's getting a little thin for me.
So the funny thing is, how does Spock know all this, but Nomad doesn't, right? And Spock knows what the original directives
maybe
were.
This is, maybe it's buried in this thing.
That's flaw number six here. No, that's hard to.
Maybe a mind that complex has a subconscious. Who knows? It's Star Trek. Why not?
Yeah, right. If we're buying into all this other stuff, why not buy into that, too?
Yeah, that's the least of my worries in all of this.
It's like in when David Gerrold was writing the original script for Trouble with Tribbles.
Mm-hmm.
He submitted the outline, and you know, he said, the Tribbles reproduce every 3 days, and they wrote back to him and said, it would be more dramatic if we had it every 12 hours. And he originally thought, no one's going to believe that. And, you know, exactly. The point is, once you've once you're on to blue and
Dead
green
Richards.
Guys, wow, yeah. They got vaporize.
Yeah, that's a scary scene. And the sound effect there was just particularly effective. It really sounded sinister.
It was sound effective.
Sound effective.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, bad Nomad. Bad floating, wobbling Nomad.
Yeah, wobbling.
With fingerprints looking like part of an old car. Ooh. That's right, scowl at him. I shouldn't tell you this, but yes.
You didn't hear it from me. There's an interesting use of the word effect as a verb. Effect
doesn't
with an
happen
e.
often
effect,
enough.
Effect the no. change.
We're gonna go fast. Lower your dampers? What does that mean? I mean, that works for, like, a reactor, a nuclear reactor, but...
Yeah.
Can you go warp 11? Isn't that...
Yeah. Not normally.
You can if you got
no,
the...
No, not normally.
You got, can't, if you got the Nomad supercharger going.
That's right. From Ronco. Do you remember the episode where they went the fastest?
That's a good question. Was it... I don't remember. It wasn't in...
It was third season.
I don't remember. I remember there was... Didn't they go warp 14 or something like that?
14.1, that's what I remember.
Yeah, but I don't remember what the circumstances were.
I'm pretty sure it was that which survives. That which survives. Sorry, whom gods destroy. No, it was that which survives. You're right. So... How confident do you think Kirk is that he can control him here?
Not very much.
Because his balls are tight.
He knows he can't. I mean, he knows that he's got some influence, but that's about it. He can't.
Well, there it is. His face says it all, huh?
Well, he slipped up. Should never have said he's a biological unit.
Yeah, how tactical those error. Guys feel?
Yeah.
Those guys must have drawn the short straws, huh?
No kidding.
Yeah, you ding dong.
Maybe.
Yes. It's possible. It's gonna happen. I don't understand why they can't the thing is just indestructible.
I think. Yeah.
So suddenly
they'll shield it. They don't know what to do against this.
It wiped out 4 billion people, 4 billion Malurians, and
But we don't know that they had any capabilities.
Well, who knows who else? No, but now suddenly it's going to go to Earth and they're all excited, right? Oh, gosh, anywhere but there.
Dude, these guys totally know they're screwed.
Yeah, they really do.
No, mate, bark like a dog. Ooh, it had little... Do you see the zap line from Nomad was
thing?
Different? What were they supposed to do, David?
Not shoot it.
Well.
Maybe get a leash.
Maybe one of those invisible dog
here, Nomad.
Leash.
Huh?
This is kind of a good scene.
Yeah.
Coming up the little...
That's cool, going up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, hides that string.
And that suggests, by the way, that access thingy goes to multiple floors, right?
Continuous, yeah, I'll buy that. The Malurians are referred to in the Enterprise, in the prequel show.
Oh,
there's an episode about them. Yeah,
no kidding. It's nice when they do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know to what degree they've done it. I've never seen a single minute of that show, knowing that, you know, if I'm ever debilitated in my life, you know, a million years from now, I've got that to, you know, amuse me for 20 hours.
Yeah. Well, they,
the Malurians were scaly, gray-skinned, warp-capable species in the Malurian system. They're secretly mining something of the Viridian isotope. blah, 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 and bad things happened.
Hmm.
There's that verb again.
Yeah. This is, you know, the tension, the peril just gets worse and worse here.
Well, the guy, he's killing everyone in sight.
Well, not only that, but it's looked at Kirk's info and knows that he's not Jackson Roy Kirk. Well, he actually doesn't know. I guess if he did know.
Not yet, but he's figuring it out. You'd think it would do the math.
Ah, he's sorted it out. How come these guys are dead but not vaporized?
Yeah.
Maybe he was equivocating.
Maybe the other guy sung that Life in General / X-15 song. I wanna be vaporized. You're an alien machine. Does he take it to him here?
Pardon?
Is this where he takes it to him?
Yeah, it's coming up here.
All by himself, I bet? Wouldn't
there's a great... I really like the exchange between Kirk and Spock after... when Spock comments on what's about to happen here.
So they had already
planned this out?
Yeah, look at that. These guys got
some. How many computers has he talked into some form of insanity by
Return
this point?
Of the
he must be getting pretty good,
he's
at,
good
it
at it
by now.
Right? Yeah, you stick with what you know.
Return of the Archons.
Doomsday Machine? No, not Doomsday Machine. The Ultimate Computer.
Ultimate Computer.
Ultimate Computer.
This unit must die.
So they just move the dead guys away? What are they doing?
We assume they mean... Are they dead? Not necessarily dead.
Not dead yet.
He does everything here except say, let me get this straight. Just...
He's got, I got you, dude.
He's got a girdle on.
I think he does, yeah.
He very well may have.
Dude, I'm not criticizing the guy. I'm just, you know, you were right, Bill.
Yeah, a bit of an ego problem.
When he tells him there's three different... errors he's made. I always thought they were kind of stretching it there, but he's
right.
The
third one.
Which one? I think they're all okay. You think the third one's a little thin?
Wait, what are the three errors?
He didn't
make the mistake.
You must never start a land war in Asia. Never play a game of chance with a Sicilian when death is on the line. Oh, he's doing something. He's gyrating.
Ticky boo.
Dude, he's giving one for the console.
We are in grave danger. I love that.
And the anti-gravs are for what?
I don't know. Why didn't they just grab? Maybe so they don't have to handle Nomad? I don't know. It's kind of an interesting device, though.
No, because he weighed 500 kilos.
Oh, right.
Okay, fairly heavy.
They look a little different than the anti-grav units we see in Obsession.
Wasting time?
Yeah.
Because they're still trying to torture him to get his voice to go up.
Now!
See, Hal, his voice went down. Nomad's voice goes up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why don't they just leave him in the transport buffer?
He's going to blow up.
No, just leave if not if he's...
Yeah, right.
Dematerializing.
Never rematerialize him. Yeah.
Oh, because he'd run into Scott. And Scott would fix him.
You realize that's one of the main reasons you will never see one of these kinds of transporter devices. I mean,
Did you see that little thing at the end of that shot when his hand went up?
What? No, what? What?
Right after the blow-up, right when they cut away to the stars for a second,
uh-huh.
Kirk's hand goes up. And apparently that was also in the blooper reel. He's complaining about something about the catering.
Oh, you don't say.
It's absolutely in there. I'd never noticed it before. Oh, woe is us. Yes, we suck. Is he shedding a tear?
Oh, God.
You know, at least in the original running, we had... Oh, God. Is that really the last line of this?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. I'd forgotten.
Oh, no, it was worse.
You know. Yeah, right, no, it just gets worse, yeah.
You know, at least in the original airings you had, or in the typical reruns, you had 2 minutes to insulate you between the sort of life-threatening peril and the crap sort of epilogue bad joke.
What's the denouement?
Dude, that was an abrupt denouement. That was an ear-popping denouement.
I would say so.
Man,
but actually,
moved.
You know what? Maybe it couldn't have come any too soon.
That show moved, man. That was
tight. It was a tight show.
That's a tight show.
It really is. It's
whatever happened. Is Uhura dumb in the next episode, or
no? Everything's back to totally gone and forgotten. She's better. She remembers everybody and everything's.
Are they just being nice to her?
Well, maybe. It's like, shh, don't tell her about that. Yeah. Don't mention anything she ever forgot.
Yeah, don't mention the war, whatever you do. So what do you think? I'm impressed how that show just went.
I think that this is my absolute very favorite Star Trek episode there ever was.
Really?
Wow.
Honestly, I don't know that... I can't put my finger on why it is, but this has always been one of my very favorites. And I just like the... like I've said about a lot of them, it has
creepy?
To do with the feel of the Carol? Episode. Not any particular, it's just sort of how it feels, sort of deep in your psyche. And this one I really like.
Okay. I'm certainly in for a 4.
So, David, you're making it a 4?
For me, a 4. It's not on the top tier for me, but... That's
Bill's clearly a 5.
5. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. There ever was
certainly got. I don't have much to say against it, but it doesn't grab me as well.
I would say of the
and there's a few
the,
there's a few rough spots.
Of like what?
Like the end is.
That's true.
Well,
and the premise in general is just not. It's less likely than many of the other less likely things that have come along. So.
I didn't used to like this episode, but I must say, watching it this time, I would say I'd give it a 4 as well. It's pretty intense. I mean, the thing kills 4 billion people. I almost wish... It almost seems too fast.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's no time to deal with any of the ramifications going... Yeah.
4 billion people, too. But, it does sort of blur with the ultimate computer and the doomsday machine and all these sort of
it
technology run amok.
It feels like some things we've seen before.
Getting talked out of a problem or some innovative, bold problem by one man at the last minute, it's a little hard to swallow. I mean, admittedly, 4 billion people died, So, in fact, is there another episode with more death?
Well, that's a good question.
What about...
Well, Doomsday Machine
Immunity Syndrome?
Immunity Syndrome, I think, is millions.
Well, that's the one that we know about. I mean,
Thing exists. We have the same condition in this episode. We have no idea what happened prior to the Malorians. We presume that it's been Nomad's been going around wiping people out left and right, just like the Doomsday Machine.
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, I definitely would give it a 4. I definitely give it a 4. I think it was good. What about it? How would you compare it to the first Star Trek movie, which I know David doesn't like, so David...
Well, only in that it's not...
Or go ahead.
Please, thank you. No, it's a slow-moving movie compared to this tight little script that we just saw here.
So it's a not-so-movie.
The movie is not... Yeah, but the thing is the movie explores a little bit some of the things that we were missing. Well, for example, you get to actually see something of the home planet. There's
Tell me your home planet, Usul.
Yes, exactly. There are some... they discuss the issue of the fact that it's heading to Earth and it's destroying things along its path, and they do get to pay attention to what's going on.
V'ger is purposefully going to Earth.
Yeah, it's already on its way home.
Yes.
Right. Here, Nomad wasn't on his way to Earth until these guys showed up the way.
That's why it's Nomad. It's just going. It's not like going to Earth mad. What way is it different, though?
One thing different about the movie is that because the movie came after a 10-year plus hiatus of anything Star Trek, they had all this stuff to explore. The characters like look, we're back. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Right.
They didn't just jump right into the V'ger story.
They just toasted it. Although, V'ger went because, ascended to a higher form. What? That was kind of silly. I didn't like that part of it.
Well, that's not too long after that was only 10 years after, 2001, so why not? It's a Star Child all over again.
You're right. Good point. So. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. And these
perhaps,
all preceded...
Perhaps a point not to dwell on too much.
Okay, I can take a clue. All right, excellent. Well, what are we doing next time? Time to go.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, sir. Next time will be a surprise.
Okay.
To all of us.
We'll go changing. Okay.
All right, sounds good. Bye. Take care, buddies. We'll see you.